Hey mama, do you love it when your home smells fresh and clean? As a boy mom with two large dogs, I feel like I can easily get overwhelmed by this musty kind of smell in my home. But rather than resort to toxic and harmful chemicals found in air fresheners and room sprays, there are actually four super simple ways that you can use essential oils to keep your home smelling fresh and clean, as they also work to eliminate odors instead of mask them. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. I love to hear from my listeners, and I love to hear what you're liking about the show and how God is using it to work in your life. Also, be sure to take advantage of a free Facebook community where you can connect with other like-minded mamas just like yourself. All right, let's get started. Hey mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. We are wrapping up a series on switch and ditching toxic things in our home for natural, non-toxic solutions. We've gone through our laundry room, our kitchens, our bathrooms, and today I want to share with you my top four DIY recipes to keep your house smelling clean. As I mentioned before, I am a boy mom. I'm a wife. My husband is a hard worker and he gets into some really interesting situations. And we own two large dogs who, although they're considered senior, still love to romp and play and track in mud. We have a Siberian Husky and a Pitty. And between the two, they definitely are hairy and definitely can be smelly. So keeping my home smelling fresh and clean and keeping that dog smell especially can be difficult at times if I'm not intentional about using things to help eliminate odors in my home. And if I'm being honest, I get really stressed out and kind of self-conscious about whether or not people can smell dog when they walk into my home. But I'll tell you that my neighbor next door commented that she loved the way my house smelled when she walked through the door and she wanted to make sure that she could have a good smelling house too. So being that I have two dogs and two boys and of course my husband, I mean, not to mention I can get a little stinky. I like to sweat, right? I take that as a compliment. So let's dive into my top four DIY recipes using essential oils to keep your home smelling fresh and clean. The first one is a fabric or linen spray. This is a great spray to freshen up your fabrics in your home, like your curtains, your couches, your chairs, even your sheets. Every time I switch out our sheets, I like to spray it and use it as a sheet spray as well, and it is fantastic. I like to make mine in a 16-ounce spray bottle, and I use a combination of lemon oil, eucalyptus oil, wild orange oil, and a cleansing blend that my company offers. If you want specific recipes, be sure to become a Natural Wellness Insider below and subscribe so that you can get these in our weekly newsletter this week. The second recipe that I love to use is my DIY disinfectant spray. This is something that I love to just spray the handles of all the doors, on the toilets, any way that you would use your typical Clorox or Lysol sprays, rather than using something that's harmful and disrupting your hormones and your endocrine systems and causing issues with respiratories, things of that sort. You can create an all-natural solution that is safe for everyone in the family. It is super easy and very convenient. I also love to use it to spray off my workout equipment when I work out from home. So the DIY disinfectant spray uses the protective blend from the company that I purchase my essential oils from. This protective blend is a beautiful blend of some really high power oils that have antibacterial and antimicrobial properties. In fact, there have been separate studies, separate studies that show that this specific blend can attenuate viral reproduction. Like, that's incredible. So, to make my disinfectant spray, I use a 16-ounce spray bottle with some witch hazel and 40 drops of the protective blend and top it off with distilled water, and that is it. Again, I'll have the specific recipe included in my weekly newsletter this week, so be sure to sign up. The third recipe that I want to share with you is my stinky trash recipe. Ladies, this is so easy. Essential oils can be so simple. This is literally just a cotton ball or cotton round, 2 to 3 drops of your favorite essential oil that you like for cleansing the air, and you put that between the trash can and the trash liner. That easy. I love to use our cleansing blend, as I mentioned before, and also our refreshing blend, or you can use a citrus oil as well. But these other blends are just so good for keeping your house and your trash smelling clean. My final DIY recipe for you today, ladies, is probably one of my favorites. This is one that I've started incorporating over the last year because our house is over 20 years old and we have the original carpet. So this last recipe I want to share with you is a DIY carpet freshener. This has been a game changer for us, especially with that dog smell, because our dogs are older, so they do lay on all over the floor and rub all over the floor and roll all over the floor and do all the things the dogs do, right? We also have younger kids, so there's no telling what's been on the floor. And when we don't have time to shampoo our carpets all the time, this is a great alternative to keep your carpets in your rooms smelling fresh, whether that be a full carpet or even just a rug. So what you want to do is to take 1 cup of baking soda and 15 drops of your favorite essential oil. You can double this recipe depending on what your square footage is and how much carpet that you need to cover. But when you do this, you're able to get down into the germs and the bacteria that are compacted into the fibers of the carpets and the area rugs. So take this blend and sprinkle it all over your carpets and let it sit for as long as you can. It's recommended for an hour. Sometimes I don't have that much time, so I have to be a little bit more intentional with this one and think ahead on this. But some people have even put this in a glass jar with like a mason jar and poked holes in the lid on top to make like a larger version of a shaker, and then you just sprinkle it on your carpet and you can have it pre-made, and it makes it so easy. My favorite essential oils to use for this are lemon, wild orange, the refreshing blend, or the cleansing blend, all of which are just fantastic for eliminating odors, not masking them. And that's what's so important about using essential oils and natural alternatives, is that you are actually addressing the root cause of the problem, which I guess would be like my boys and my dogs technically, right? But when it comes to smell, it's germs and bacteria, right? In the carpet. I can't get rid of my kids, my dogs, or my husband. I love them. I don't want to do that. But I do want to get rid of the germs and the dirt and the bacteria that are mushed into the fibers of the fabrics of our homes. So I love to use this carpet freshener. Ladies, I hope that you have enjoyed this quick and easy DIY episode just for you to help keep your home smelling fresh without all the nasty side effects. Take the stress out of creating a safe home environment for you and your family and just use the simple DIY recipe. Remember to subscribe to become a Natural Wellness Insider by using the link below so that you can have access to all of these recipes. If you're not listening to this episode right as it gets aired and you miss these recipes and you would like to have a copy of them, please email me at naturalwellnessforbusymoms@gmail.com. You can also find my email below in the show notes. All right, ladies, until next time. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.